I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. The great photographer Graciela Iturbide documents a world she calls the Mexican Tempo. It's at once ancient and modern, realistic and otherworldly. A major collector of Iturbide's photographs, the Getty Museum in L.A., has just published a unique graphic biography of the artist. And with me are the book's creators, writer Isabel Quintero and cartoonist Zeke Peña. Isabel, Zeke, welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
You were both major fans of Graciela Iturbide years before you were asked to collaborate on this book. What is it about her work that affected you, Isabel?
Actually, my first visit to the Getty was to see an exhibit of Graciela's work. And what really got my attention was just how evocative and visceral her photographs were. And it was the goat stance, so it was just a goat slaughter. That's basically what they were exhibiting. And it was that border of like being here and then being in another time as well.
Zeke, what about you?
I think that for me, it's that you can't really put your finger on exactly what the tone is, but you know that you're grabbed by it. Her images are just very striking, and I think that the people in them can kind of see this narrative that's there that you want to know.
It's interesting you should say that, because this book you've created, you can't really put your finger on either. It's kind of unclassifiable. It's kind of a biography. What is your contribution to it, Isabel?
It is a biography, but it's not a biography in the sense that we get to know, you know, what was her favorite thing to eat when she was a child. It's more of an artistic biography, which is what the Getty really wanted. It looks at her life through her series of photographs and just kind of examines what she was trying to find through her photography, through her work. So I kind of took a poetic lens to it and imagined each photograph, like if this was a poem, how would it read?
You made the choice, Isabel, to write in the first person as Graciela. Mm-hmm. Why did you make that choice?
It was written all in third person at first. And then Zeke and our editor, Ruth Lane at the Getty, they were pushing, you know, like try it in first person. And I was really hesitant at first because she's still alive and that'd be putting words in her mouth. And I was nervous about that. But when the first draft was done, it didn't feel right. And so I went back and it is in first person, but a lot of her dialogue, actual quotes. So mm-hmm. I felt comfortable doing it that way. You know, those are her own words that I'm putting in there.
Zeke, you have contributed narrative drawings that really mirror Iturbide's style. How do these drawings function in the book?
My approach with the illustrations was really trying to center Graciela's photographs in the narrative. A visual style, her framing, her sense of light, her sense of composition, trying to collaborate with Graciela in that way, in a visual way, and hopefully provide a context, a better context for people to understand her photographs. I was trying to stay away from trying to match her photographs, but offer something different. So they're related, but the illustrations aren't meant to replicate her photographs.
How does this unusual format, do you think, serve this subject?
Well, I think because her work does exist in that middle Mexican tempo, she calls it. So all the choices we made, you know, the lyrical text throughout the book, and then Zeke's illustrations, and all of that exists in that same kind of borderlands where her work exists. And so I think they work very well together. I tried to imagine her work as poetry, and so just felt right.
I was trained as an art historian, so my degree, I have a bachelor's degree in art history, and I had to set these boundaries at the beginning of the project to not think in that frame of mind and really just stay on the side of the illustrator. Isabel was the one writing the narrative and doing the research, and I really just tried to focus on understanding Graciela through her photographs. So I think that there is the history there, there is the research there, but it isn't told in this way that we typically get it in art history, which is very sterile. And I think that it provides a different way for trying to explore someone's work. I think that it gives young people an opportunity to engage with Graciela's work in hopefully a more exciting way than what they would typically engage in an art history book.
So did you have young adults in mind when you were creating it, Zeke?
Absolutely. Yeah. So my process is always starts there. It starts with how would a young person understand this? you know, growing up and going to school in the Texas school system, you get a very narrow scope of history. You get a very narrow scope of culture and art. And I think that this book provides a supplement to that and gives young people of color an opportunity to explore someone's work and their process.
And Isabel, your writing is very straightforward, but also quite sophisticated. You were likewise thinking of young adults?
The Getty had this book in mind when they approached us with the project with young people in mind. And so when I was thinking about the text, I wanted something that would be emotionally evocative, and so students could be emotionally invested in her photographs to show that there are so many different ways of telling someone's story and to tell a narrative and to tell a history. We can use language in so many different ways. And, you know, I wanted to kind of push the limits of that a little bit and to show young people like, oh, I can tell a story like this, too. I can write about someone's life like this, too. It can be factual. It could be nonfiction. You know, language is powerful, and I wanted young people to feel that way.
You guys might have had young adults in mind when you were creating it, but you've pulled off that magical thing of something that is appropriate for every age. Mm-hmm.
That was a very intentional thing on our part. We discussed that before, mm-hmm. And I think it was actually Isabel that mentioned when we were in the process of working on it, we didn't want to, like, dumb it down. Mm-hmm. We didn't want to make a kid version of this story. Because Graciela's photographs, they can be intense. They can be very graphic. There's death in them. There's sexuality in them. There's a lot of topics in there that typically we would think about young people, and we'd want to kind of protect them from those things. But I think especially now with social media and just how accessible so much stuff is, that our young people are already grappling with these issues. So why not be proactive about the way that we're engaging with them and discussing it? So how can we show those things to young people in a creative way and in a nurturing way so that they can also start to deal with those issues on their own, right? So we didn't make a kid's thing. We just made the thing that we would also want to read.
As a young person and as an adult.
You both had contact with Graciela Iturbide as you were working on this. What has her response been to the book?
She likes it. She likes it. That was one of my fears the whole time. We had the opportunity to email her questions and to Skype. I interviewed a few of her friends, and she also saw the various drafts. I got to meet her at USC in October, and she was just really excited about the book, and that filled my heart.
She must acknowledge that this is going to open up her art to a whole new audience.
Yeah, one of the things that I hope is that people understand that she is still making work.
Yes.
And they can go into art history books and really just explore her work. That was the most important thing, I think, for both of us, is that her work is at the center of the narrative, and that people hopefully walk away with the book with a better understanding of her life, giving a context to her work. But then when they close that book, you know, open up Google and start searching her images, start looking for exhibits around the country, because she's still very active. And I think she provides a very different perspective on photography coming from Mexico and the cultures that she represents. So hopefully that's what people will walk away with when they read the book.
Yes.
Writer Isabel Quintero and cartoonist Zeke Peña have collaborated on a new graphic biography of an important Mexican artist, Photographic, The Life of Graciela Iturbide. Zeke, Isabel, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us here.
Yeah, thank you for having us. It was great.
Yes.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.